Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the thoughtful entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, Jacqueline Strominger. Jacqueline, you are the founder and CEO of Leap to Your Success. Your website is leaptoyoursuccess.com. Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Josh, for having me. It is such a pleasure to be a guest on your show.
Absolutely. Well, give us an overview of the work that you do, the impact that you have in the world.
So the work that I do is, I love to say, as a high performance, high achievement coach, I help people go that 1% edge and level up. And we do it in a lot of different ways. But what I love the most about the work that I do is that when I help somebody go that 1% difference and what they see in themselves, in their business, it is that MasterCard priceless moment where they are like, wow, I didn't know I could get there. And they are, and it's the success and the celebration of success of when they reach that, that is why I do what I do, because it's just really great to see people reach their fullest potential in their life and in their business.
Yeah. Well, give me an example of how this might look. I'm sure you've worked with a lot of great clients, and how might this, this concept of, you know, again, those kind of incremental improvements or those subtle breakthroughs, how might they look?
So it's interesting. So one of my clients, and I love telling this story. So one of my clients has been in business for over 10 years and he started his business with gusto. He loves the beginning. He loves experiencing the new. But where he was falling off was the day-to-day. And his business was churning along and going. But all of a sudden, he woke up and he's like, what do I do? Like, I'm missing that inspiration and the gusto to keep going. So I work with a framework called, it's the LEAP framework, and it starts with leveling up. That's the L. It's level up, it's energy, it's action, propel performance. And the L, the starting with that level, leveling up, what we did is we redefined what he wanted to do and where he wanted to go. We redefined his mission, what I call his achievement code is, and all of his values, and what impact he wanted to make, not only in his business, but with his clients. So we really redefined that whole beginning section. A lot of times what I see in businesses is people write their mission statement and they write it and leave it. So we brought it back to life. We put it back into play, so to speak. And then we started working on his personal energy in his business. So I'm also an Energy Leadership Index Assessment Master Practitioner, ELI. And the energy, the ELI, is an assessment that really looks at your overall energy day to day and how you work under stress. So we did the ELI. We found there were some key areas where he was blocked that was stopping his overall excitement and energy in the business. And we redefined it, and through his mission statement and redefining that and recreating his energy and excitement, he started to see some extra traction. Yeah. And then we started to create that weekly action plan and the 30, 60, 90 day plan. You know, a lot of people talk about the 90 day marketing plan. Well, it's the same thing, you know, in your business and where you're going. it's not just marketing, it's your business and your life. And so we looked at the action plan and put into steps what he needed to do each week, not just to propel the business forward, but also to take care of himself and to keep his energy up. And then we started looking at that propel. And the propel and performance, as I like to say, it's the MMAing of our business. We're measuring, we're monitoring, and we're adjusting. We're giving it the kick every 30, 60, 90 days. We're looking at the actions that we're doing and seeing where they're going and where we need to make adjustments. And yeah. his business went from chum, 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 chum to going straight up. And he's, and I should say, yes, there are some hiccups, because I always say we have to, in business, we have to plan for the hiccups. If you look at any, you know, chart, you know, whether you're looking at the stock market, it could have great growth, but there's always those up, you know, it's a little bit of a roller coaster. It's the ebbs and flows. So, but the best part is by working with him, he was able to work through the dips better and come out ahead.
Mm. So let's maybe, Jacqueline, maybe just give some great advice to our friend that's listening here in terms of things that they may be experiencing. One thing I commonly hear is, you know, I need a break, I'm exhausted, or, you know, again, maybe they feel like they're swimming upstream too much in business. What might be some good practices that you could prescribe that might get them to get curious and then take action?
So, you know, one of the biggest things that I would say, and I'm just going to share a little bit of a story about this, is that when you are feeling that overwhelm, the burnout, that I need that reinvigoration that you were just describing, you know, or how do I get reinvigorated and get excited about my business? You know, one of the things that I've done, and with a lot of my clients, is we take a look and spend some time looking at really what they want to achieve. Where are they right now, and where do they want to be? So make a list. What are your wants and where have you been? And spend some time making that list. And I will share with you a little bit of a story. Is that back in 2018, I had a great business. I was looked like on the outside, everything was just going great. Driving my kids to school, and I was listening to the radio, and I think it was Katy Perry listening to the song. I was listening to the song Roar. And I felt like all of a sudden, like I'm existing in my business. I'm exhausted. I'm kind of feeling burnt out. And as I got home, I did what I would tell all my clients to do. I made a list of all the things that I wanted. What did I want to achieve? Where have I been? Where do I want to go? And then I started to say, okay, well, where are the key things in my life that I need to keep doing? And, you know, I like the 3 Ds. What do I need to be doing? What do I need to delegate? And what do I need to ditch? And I created that list. And then I said, okay, one of the biggest things that I know that's really important is where am I going to fit in time for me? Now, I'm an early riser, and exercise is something that I really believe is a direct link into success and achievement. So I made sure that it was part of my plan. I was working in, made my calendar, made sure that I scheduled at least 30 minutes of time to move and to exercise and get my heart rate up. And I looked at my do, delegate, ditch list every single day. And I focused on the key things that I wanted to be doing that also aligned with my goals. And so make that list, do your do, delegate, ditch. And I've got a great matrix actually for it. And I did something that was really special. And a lot of people have said this, is that if you've got your goals front and center, you can look at them every day. So I took a 3x5 card and I put my goals on that 3x5 card, and I would paperclip it to my day every morning. And it was the thing that I looked at every single day. So I would stay focused. and I knew what my goals were, and it just got me energized. It got me moving towards what I wanted to be doing and got me refocused. And that excitement came back because I wasn't doing the busy work. And I was
Yeah.
in my business, and I wasn't just in it. I was running the business, and the business wasn't running me.
Certainly, I think there's also, again, when we're just kind of focused on our zone of genius, like for me, it's generally teaching. I love that. Creating content to share with others. I absolutely love that. Growth and kind of big picture stuff. When I get bogged down in the minutia, ugh, Jacqueline, it just it's like I feel my life draining before my eyes, kind of like Wesley at the end toward the end of Princess Bride when he's on the machine.
As you wish, right?
Yeah.
But it's true. It's like, and that's why I love having that matrix. And the one part that I do a matrix, and the one part that I also add to it, which is where you're talking about the creativity, is it's do, delegate, ditch, but there's also the delay. And the delay part is, what do I need to be working on that maybe I need to be creating? That it's not the immediate for today, but I need to put it out there. It's got to go. It'll eventually get on that do list, but I have it out there that I know that I want to be working on, but it's not an immediate. But it keeps you focused, because when you're doing those things, when you're doing the minutiae and the things that you don't really love, you're not excited about your business.
That's true. All
You know.
right. So Jacqueline, I think, a good practice for someone this week might look like, look at all the things that you do. Let's start maybe slashing and burning
Right.
on things that are not truly serving us. And sometimes it's easier said than done, particularly if we say, well, I don't really have anyone else to do this, or I don't know how. Not everything gets fixed overnight.
No. Things don't get fixed overnight. And one of the practices is that, a lot of times when people will talk about, like, they're not getting their things done, or maybe they're procrastinating on something, or they're feeling that they're not getting it done. It's a lot of times it's that mental capacity. They're not excited about it. And sometimes, when they want to sit down to do the do thing that they need to do, and they look at their day and they're like, I didn't get it done. Well, one of the other best practices that I love having my clients go through is to look at where they're actually spending time. And I have an activity chart and that tracker. It sounds kind of crazy, but it's a time tracker. It's like, track your time. What are you spending your time on? If you're spending time in the minutiae and you're not actually doing the work or the income producing activities that you need to do, or the things that you do best, then we need to take a look at that. And sometimes when I have a lot of my clients take a look at where they're spending their time, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm shuffling papers, or I'm if they're working if they happen to, maybe they're spending time watching or reading the newspaper or the news. Where are you spending your time? I have one of my clients who was a news junkie, and he would watch the news. It was like in the morning for an hour, in the evening for an hour, in the middle of the day. And I'm like, do we need to do that? No. How about we just pick a small amount of time? The news hasn't changed that much. And is it really making an impact on your business? So we shifted it, but it was becoming aware. That was the key part. It was becoming, helping my clients become aware of where they're spending their time is really eye-opening.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And a lot of times, it's easy to catch ourselves sleepwalking, just simply because it's been a habit. News is one of those ones that I've had to be pretty mindful. I think, it's like if I put my car in neutral, then I'm probably going to end up spending on my time or attention on stuff that I don't really have a whole lot of influence over. Like it might be entertainment, to some degree, but I just saw something about demanding more from our time on social media, and everything that we do should be to an end that just makes us better people, or, you know, fills us with joy, or truly, you know, fuels us. And, you know, if it's not, like, if you're just looking at people bickering about politics or something that has no, I mean, there are other people that's their job. Right. And God bless them. Please keep doing that. That's not my job. I got another job. So I should probably, I don't know, just be more, I don't want to say mindful or thoughtful, but again, being very deliberate. Yes. About where I get, what's entertaining for me, what fuels me, because it sticks with us. And so if I truly want to show up in the way that I want to show up, I need to look at the other, you know, like I said, 12 hours of my day or 10, 14 hours of my day. Yeah. That's, you know, not business related.
No, and it's very true. We have to be very deliberate. And there are so many things that are thrown at us, you know, and, you know, social media is one thing, but it's also, you know, how can you bucket your day and bucket that, you know, what you're doing into activities? You know, one of the other things that I find that has been super helpful is if we actually, you know, think about it with time slots, right? You know, ideally if we, you know, historically speaking, you know, I think somebody had said this to me in college, and some psychologist had said it, that our brain works in 90, you know, works best in 90 minute blocks, right? So if you want to get a lot of stuff done, set a timer, block your time out, be consistent with what your actions are in that 90 minutes, and have a timer. You know, one of the best things about our phones today is that they all come with timers. Our computer has a timer. So if you are looking to have key activities, set blocks of time and set a timer in those actions. You know, if you need to, you know, if you're the CEO and you need to spend time working with every one of your leaders, make sure that it's really great to do all of those if you can in sequential, because you're in the flow of it. Your mind is in that flow. It's almost like starting and stopping and starting and stopping those conversations. But if you stay consistent, or if you can book them all in the same time frame, then that is going to be really key. It's the same thing with somebody who's needs to make, you know, sales calls. If you're needing to make sales calls, that first one might be the hardest one to pick up the phone to do, but by the time you get to the 10th one or the 12th one, but if you do them consistently in a row with the same, focus on what type of person that you're calling and the type of calls you're making, by the time you get to the end of that 90 minutes, you're going to be doing a lot better than you did at that first one. But your brain is, it's you're staying consistent in that time frame.
Jacqueline, your website is leaptoyoursuccess.com. To our friend that's been listening, what would you recommend they do? Do you have any resources that maybe you would share with them, or next steps?
Yes. So if you go to my website, if you wait about 5 seconds, there is going to be a pop-up, and it is going to bring you to the Unstoppable Achievers Journal, which is a digital journal. It's interactive, and it actually takes you through a lot of the key parts of the leveling up, of really honing in on your mission statement. So I would say everybody grab that. And the best part about it is when you get that journal, it also, there's a QR code, and you actually get a complimentary strategy session with me. So grab that as well. So go to my website, get the journal, grab a strategy session. I want to see everybody leaping to success.
Jacqueline Strominger, you are a high achievement coach. You are the founder and CEO of Leap to Your Success. Your website, leaptoyoursuccess.com. Wait for the little pop-up and you'll see there'll be a rose-colored, a pink, I can't describe the guy. I got to work on my colors here. But it says, grab your journal today. It looks gorgeous. It's beautiful. Interactive newsletter. Jacqueline Strominger, thank you again so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.